the Andersons. Now let's turn our attention to what's been happening in the weather. We're joined by John Davis. He's at Wrist Pulse out of Chicago. Hey, John, thanks for being with us. Tell me a little bit about the weather in Argentina. I think, as I've been listening to what's been happening, that as we look forward, that they may have some dry conditions even through the end of the month. What's your assessment of how things have been?
Well, there are some areas that are on the dry side and some areas that have gotten very good rains here lately. So it's one of those situations that it's a very mixed situation. It looks like that general trend does continue as we go through the end of January and, for that matter, into the early portion of next month. I guess the one thing and the one takeaway is there's not any large-scale problems across Argentina, either being extreme dryness or extreme heat. On the other hand, there are a few pockets that are in need across Argentina, and those will be pockets that we need to watch over the next couple of weeks. And so it's a very mixed situation across Argentina. And this has really kind of been the trend over the last couple of months and really been one of the themes of their growing season.
You are on the contrarian side to much of what we hear on the radio. Why is that the case?
Well, from a standpoint of when you start to look at the data and look at the overall rainfall trends that they've had here lately, it's an extremely spotty situation. So whether you're looking at satellite-derived data or whether you're looking at kind of data on the ground, if you will, there are certainly different ideas that you can have when looking at the specific data. So we tend to do most of our analysis from a satellite perspective. And when you start to look at things in a very detailed way, again, we see a lot of variability across the Argentine grain belt, and it's a very mixed situation across the region.
So a crop that is in trouble, but not desperate.
Exactly. Are there large-scale problems across Argentina right now that's affecting the vast majority of acreage? No.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. Brazil doing okay?
They are. They're doing more than okay. And that general trend looks to continue with kind of ample rainfall across areas that are still in growth, areas that are beginning to be harvested. Doesn't look like anything exceptionally wet that would cause any kind of major logistical issues or any kind of major harvest delays here as we begin to get into that part of things. So in general, Brazil is the same trend that they've had much of this summer season. They're in good shape with no real problems upcoming.
Thanks so much, John.
My pleasure, Todd.
John Davis is with Wrist Pulse. He's out of Chicago, Illinois.